Next week, Australia will take on Japan in the International Court of Justice over their scientific whaling. I spoke to Professor of International Law, Donald Rothwell, from ANU about what we can expect.
So Australia commenced proceedings against Japan in June 2010 by lodging an application with the International Court of Justice outlining the complaints that Australia is making about Japan's conduct of its whaling program in the Southern Ocean. Since that period of time, first Australia and then Japan have lodged written materials with the court. There's also been an intervention in the case by New Zealand, which has sought to intervene as a party to the Whaling Convention. And now, commencing on the 26th of June, the oral hearings will commence before the court and they will run through until the 16th of July.
Okay, and will it run as a sort of standard court case? So Australia will have their say, then Japan. How does it all work?
Yes, yeah, so both cases in the court will have the opportunity to make 2.5 days of initial submissions, with Australia appearing first, followed by Japan. Then New Zealand will have a very short opportunity for an intervention, and then Australia and Japan will have 1.5 days each to make replies. So in some respects, it's not that dissimilar to the type of procedure that one would see before a High Court in Australia or a Supreme Court. There is one interesting difference, though, and that is that before the International Court of Justice, the judges do not ask questions of the counsel who are appearing before the countries. They do pass questions through in a written process, but there's no oral exchange between judges and counsel as they make their oral submissions.
Okay, and what are the ideal outcomes for both parties? Is it as simple as Australia wants to stop whaling and Japan wants to keep going with it?
Well, quite simply, yes. That's what it comes down to. Quite clearly, Australia has commenced this action in the International Court because of a frustration that, notwithstanding significant and ongoing diplomatic efforts, Japan has continued with its whaling program in the Southern Ocean. And of course, from Japan's perspective, they believe that their whaling program is consistent with the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling. Japan believes that its activities are consistent with international law. So that, in a nutshell, is what the dispute is all about, whether or not Japan's whaling program in the Southern Ocean is consistent with international law. And Australia says that it's not. Japan says it is.
Okay, and what do you think the likely verdict will be?
Look, it's impossible to predict in advance because at the moment there's been no indication as to what the precise arguments that Australia and Japan are going to make. They haven't been outlined in any level of detail. And so once the hearings commence, as from the 26th of June, it will then be possible to gain a better understanding as to exactly how the arguments are being framed and how the International Court might respond to those arguments.